Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An executive order from the president tying free speech on college campuses to federal funding.
The president called his executive order a first step.
To defend American students and American values. They've been under siege.
The order makes public colleges and universities certify compliance with the First Amendment, guaranteeing free speech. Not doing so, the president says, will bring a great financial risk.
If a college or university doesn't allow you to speak, we will not give them money.
That money is federal research grants. Many religious schools and Christian organizations are for the order. Some colleges have criticized it as redundant. The president says the order will also seek to lower student loan debt. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Kansas businesses are asking state lawmakers for big increases in higher education funding.
A group of more than 30 business representatives and advocates asked lawmakers to provide the $50 million increase to state universities that the Kansas Board of Regents requested. Regents say lawmakers allocated $588 million to state universities this year. The vice president for human resources at the tech company Garmin in Olathe said businesses need skilled workers to be competitive. So far, the budget-building committees in the House and Senate have approved bills that would increase higher education spending between $13 and $18 million. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Hundreds of runners will take to the streets of Wichita Sunday for a marathon. Police officer Charlie Davidson says the starting line is in West Wichita's Delano neighborhood.
The Chisholm Trail Marathon will be taking place on Sunday morning, the 24th of March, between 7 and noon. Want to just remind citizens to avoid the areas along Douglas from McLean to Rock Road. The return route is from Central and Rock to Woodlawn and then south to 2nd Street back over to Waco.
The 26.2-mile course will be run by competitors from more than three dozen states and some foreign countries. This is the inaugural Chisholm Trail Marathon.
Vice President Pence stopped by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Office in Atlanta discussing border security.
Vice President Pence telling ICE agents the White House will always have their back.
We are grateful for you. We are standing with you.
Especially in the current political climate.
In a time when Immigration and Customs Enforcement has come under criticism by some politicians, not only here in Georgia, but across the country, where it's become fashionable to be critical of the men and women of ICE, it's important to remember what this agency accomplishes every day for the American people.
This month marks 16 years since the creation of ICE, part of a major government overhaul after the 9/11 attacks. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. High clouds continue to move our way throughout the day with a high temperature in the upper 60s, close to 70 this afternoon. Showers arrive after midnight, our low 48, and rain or even a few thunderstorms during the day tomorrow. Saturday breezy and 60, clearing Sunday, warming back to 67. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, calm, and 35 degrees. 8:35, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward, and he's going to tell us all about what's happening with Donnie and Marie.
Yeah, they're leaving Las Vegas.
After over a decade of performing in Las Vegas, Donnie and Marie Osmond are calling it quits on their Vegas residency. The duo's last show is November 16th. They announced their decision Thursday morning on Good Morning America.
And we're here to say it's official.
The two have been at the Flamingo Las Vegas, and of course, they've been performing since they were kids.
I'm a little bit country, and I'm a little bit rock and roll.
The siblings starred on a 1970s variety TV show, Donnie and Marie, before splitting up to follow their own careers and began the residency in 2008, during which time Marie got a divorce and suffered the tragic passing of her son. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Scripts from an iconic American sitcom are being digitally preserved by a New York comedy museum.
Legendary producer Carl Reiner is working with the National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York, to digitally preserve his collection of scripts from The Dick Van Dyke Show. The show, which starred Dick Van Dyke and Mary Tyler Moore, began airing in 1961, and Reiner stored away the scripts from all 158 episodes when production wrapped in 1966.
You left a card, did you keep it?
Of course, you know I'm a card saver.
You say the nuttiest things. Paper, card, string.
What do you want me to say?
Why don't you try money?
Those scripts also include Reiner's handwritten dialogue changes. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Former King of Late Night says he has some regrets about his time on the small screen.
David Letterman on the Ellen DeGeneres Show Thursday sharing an insight.
I stayed on television way too long.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true. And I'll tell you what happened. It turns out nobody had the guts to fire me.
Letterman quit his late-night TV show in 2015 after 33 years as a late-night host on CBS and NBC and is now in his second season of his Netflix show called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, revealing DeGeneres will be a guest during this season. Letterman telling DeGeneres,
"There is more to life than, so tell me about your pet beaver."
I'm Jacqueline Carl, Fox News.
Let's get up close with one of the cast members of Gotham.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on Gotham star Ben McKenzie. The Batman origin story series is wrapping up its fifth and final season. I was on set with Ben as they filmed the 100th episode, and he spoke about the milestone.
Every show ends eventually, but to be able to go out planting a flag and saying, you know, we did 100 episodes, mm-hmm. and we told 100 great stories, and feeling like we really accomplished what we set out to do is a great feeling.
He's proud of what they've been able to accomplish, diving into a part of this universe that hasn't been seen before.
Here we've been able to tell 100 hours worth of great stories and really fill in the origins of all of these characters on screen in a way that really, I think it really ought to have been, right? With a real budget, shot in New York City.
Ben was able to branch out as a writer and director. He even wrote the 100th episode.
The 100th episode actually ends with a wedding. I won't tell you which wedding, but I'm pretty sure you can figure it out. It's the only two characters who left with any positive feelings towards each other.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Let's get a preview of how things are going to shake out at the box office this weekend.
I'm Michelle Polino. Jordan Peele's latest horror is a story about us.
There's a family in our driveway.
As a family's serenity turns to chaos when a group of doppelgangers begins to terrorize them. The film, according to Peele, reveals the good and bad within all of us. It stars Lupita Nyong'o and Elizabeth Moss.
Chaos has erupted in Mumbai with multiple bombings and armed gunmen.
Hotel Mumbai details the true story of the Taj Mahal terrorist attack in Mumbai. Hotel staff risked their lives to keep everyone safe as people made unthinkable sacrifices to protect themselves and their families.
Anthony's got a mouth with his own engine, but he's solid.
Thinking about the kind of future I can offer my girlfriend.
And in Dragged Across Concrete, Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn stars detectives who find themselves suspended after a video of their strong arm tactics becomes the media's special du jour. Low on cash, they descend into the criminal underworld to gain their due. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Got a couple of items from 50 years ago on this day. Newlyweds John Lennon and Yoko Ono held their first bed-in for peace in Amsterdam. You remember this, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, they were on their honeymoon, and they basically just laid in bed in their pajamas and invited reporters to come in and chat with them about peace.
There you go.
Or whatever they wanted to talk about.
Whatever, right.
Yeah, it was just a huge media event, and they just kind of laid there in bed. And the media showed up and, you know,
well, sure.
Did the whole deal. That was 50 years ago today. It was also 50 years ago on this night, a gala opening on Broadway for the huge musical Billy. Opening night was also closing night.
Billy?
It ran for one performance, a musical based on Billy Budd.
Ooh, okay.
The Herman Melville book.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a big rollicking musical that takes place aboard a ship in 1796?
Oh.
Well,
nobody liked it.
It ran for one performance.
Yikes.
The musical Billy was 50 years ago on this night. A little more staying power. A couple of big birthdays today. Composer Stephen Sondheim is 89
wow.
today. Talk about a giant.
Yes, sir.
One Pulitzer, one Oscar, 8 Grammys, 8 Tonys. The Presidential Medal of Freedom, Kennedy Center Honors. He's in the American Theater Hall of Fame. Why? Well, he did the lyrics to West Side Story and Gypsy. He also wrote the music and the lyrics for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, Company, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, Into the Woods. Pretty good resume
busy
there.
Guy.
Stephen Sondheim is 89 today. And actor William Shatner is 88 today.
Shatner.
Celebrating a birthday. He's in the Television Hall of Fame.
Captain Kirk.
Golden Globe Award winner.
Yeah.
Two-time Emmy winner. And two-time Golden Raspberry winner.
How about
that? He won two Razzies for starring and directing in Star Trek V, The Final Frontier. Happy birthday to William Shatner. He's 88 today. Well, the presidential election is 20 months away, but the late-night comedians are already all over it. Let's check in with The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
This is great news. Today, former President Jimmy Carter became America's longest-living president at 94 years. These are some strange times. Somehow Jimmy Carter is the oldest living president, but today he would still be the youngest Democrat running for president. Isn't that interesting to think about?
Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden.
Okay.
Let's check in with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
Well, I'm getting excited about it. Today I filled out my bracket for the 64 March Madness teams. Did you do that? Yeah. Yeah. I also filled out my bracket for the 64 people running for president. That was...
And Late Night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
Democratic presidential candidate John Hickenlooper revealed in a town hall last night that he once brought his mother with him to a screening of the movie Deep Throat due to confusion over movie ratings, saying, quote, "I didn't know what an X movie was. We thought it was a little naughty, but we didn't think it was that bad." Wait a minute, you stayed? I saw the topless scene in Titanic with my mom, and we haven't spoken since.
That's good.
All right.
That's good.
Entertainment news in the blur this week brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. They know what they're doing. You need an appliance repaired or installed, call Rachel or Terry. They'll get you on the books for an appointment, 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
One performance for Billy. This is show number 5,376 for Steve and Ted.
How many?
5,376.
Sweet!
Editor Bill Roy coming up, talking about a Wichita business educator serving on a presidential board. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.